Neuer Strom. Here you can sometimes see ships traveling through the ship canal. On the other side of the ship canal, the first thing you see is the Yachthafen residence. It is a hotel complex and yacht harbor built as part of the city of Leipzig's bid for the 2012 Summer Olympic Games. It was London, however, that won. To the left, or to port, as a sailor would say, is the Seal Research Station. It is always worth a visit because several marine mammals splash about there. In the University of Rostock's Floating Research Institute, the navigation mechanisms of seals in their natural environment are researched. Visitors are welcome to experience the animals and scientists up close. In the large blue building to the right of the yacht harbour, starboard, you will find the Warnemünde Baltic Sea Traffic Control Centre. From here, pilots monitor and control all the shipping traffic in the entire western Baltic Sea and in Rostock port. Every ship approaching or leaving Rostock port has to take a pilot on board. If you have a chance, pay attention to the large ships when you are on the beach. You will see that a small boat with the word pilot on the side rides up to each ship to bring the pilot on board. This happens in all weathers and at every season. The exceptions are the ferries to Denmark. They travel every 2 hours in general. They are familiar with the shipping channels and thus they do not need a pilot. The sea channel leads to Rostock International Port at a depth of 14.5 meters. The international port is a modern facility opened in 1960. Since following the partition of Germany after the Second World War, Hamburg was no longer available as a port for the east of Germany, a new, modern port was needed. The Rostock city harbour was too small and too far from the coast. For this reason, a completely new port was built on the southern bank of the Breitling. Containers are, however, not handled at the international port. This is taken care of via Hamburg or Rotterdam, but there is a train terminal in the port where large numbers of containers from those ports are loaded from the rails onto lorries and then transported onwards on roll-on, roll-off, ro-ro ships to the neighbouring states around the Baltic Sea. The cruise ship port is also part of Rostock Port and is mainly situated in Warnemünde. The large modern glass building directly behind the river ferry on Pier 7 is the Warnemünde Cruise Centre, completed in 2005. This is where the ships of the Rostock shipping firm AIDA Cruises moor, as well as a number of international cruise ships. Sometimes three or four ships are moored here at the quay at the same time. If another cruise ship comes along, it has to head to the international port. Some of the cruise passengers arriving here in Warnemünde visit Berlin to see the capital city and the remains of the Berlin Wall. But many other passengers also stay in Rostock and Warnemünde or go on an excursion to Bad Doberan and then take the Molly steam train to Kulungsborn, for example. Behind the cruise ship port, you can see the facilities of the Warnemünde Warnowerft, Warnemünde Shipyard, where, until reunification, nearly 6,000 shipyard workers built as many as 14 ships a year. After 1990, the shipyard had various owners, including Kverner, Aker, and then, until 2015, the Nordic Yards Company. In March 2016, the Malaysian Chinese shipping company Genting Hong Kong acquired the shipyard in Warnemünde for 90.8 million euros. We have now come to the end of our tour. We hope that you have had a fascinating and informative tour through Warnemünde with our audio guide. You can hear plenty of other interesting stories and, of course, historical facts about the Warnemünde Baltic Sea Resort on one of our public walking tours of the town. Thank you and enjoy the rest of your stay in the Warnemünde Baltic Sea Resort. The Rostock and Warnemünde Audio Guide was created on behalf of the Tourist Board Rostock and Warnemünde. We thank the city guides Regina Zell, Klaus Armbruster, and Klaus Dietrich Lass from the Rostock City Guide Association, who actively supported us during the creation of the script. Spokesmen for the German audio guide texts were Sarah Strahl and Klaus Dietrich Lass. Liam O'Connell spoke the English audio guide texts. Warm thanks to them for the commitment and their powerful voices. The recordings, the cut, and the acoustic atmosphere were completed in the recording studio Rostock, Ash Tunes Music Label, of Leo Zieg. Thanks for the excellent cooperation. The texts are protected by copyright. All rights are reserved.